Hello again. David here, and just got a couple things in my mind that I wanted to bring up. I want to start with this quote. "The pen is mightier than the sword." It was coined by Edward Bulwer Lytton. I hope I'm saying that right. Has a lot of truth in it, but today I think we need to change it. Because the pen has been replaced with a keyboard or even a recording device such as Audioboo, or if you use an Apple GarageBand, or even videos on YouTube and Vimeo and all the others. But it's very, very significant at this time in our nation, our history, our world. A lot of the rhetoric we use are, or a lot of the rhetoric we use is very defamatory, used to manipulate and to deceive. And that goes politically, it goes on a religious scale, and it goes on a professional scale as well. And I've got two examples I want to bring up today. The first being the tragic events that happened in Arizona over the weekend with a shooter and four or five deaths, can't really remember. And then the 13 others, 14 others that were wounded, along with a U.S. Congresswoman. Most tragic of all, to me at least, is the 9-year-old girl. But there's some debate going on whether political rhetoric has influenced the shooter's actions, and nobody knows that for sure. He's mentally disturbed and nobody's going to know it. But it does bring up the thought of, are our leaders in this world, whether they be political, religious, business leaders, whatever, are they treating us respectfully by talking the way they do? I would like to point out that the shooter, while being mentally deranged, had to get his ideas from somewhere. That mental delusion does not just pop in ideas to your head just out of the blue. He had to get them from somewhere. But so I'm going to go ahead and say that he got it from radio, from TV, from wherever else we get our information. And whatever his views are, they're his views. His actions are his actions. He's responsible for them. But all of our leaders, all of our neighbors, us ourselves, need to take the responsibility that what we do influences others. But that's all I'm going to say about that this time. My second one is more of a professional, and it's actually kind of funny, but sad at the same time, where a yoga studio here in Charlotte just sent out a mass email calling basically the school systems and the banks and everybody who wasn't going out in the snow and the ice. He was calling them gay, as the what he says the Urban Dictionary's form of gay insult is, a general insult. Yeah, gay is an insult, but people than what you mean it to. It's not even the correct meaning of the word. And who uses a term, a definition from the Urban Dictionary to justify using the word gay? Pardon me. Who uses the term in the Urban Dictionary that's basically slang in your business constant contact emails going out? You're going to offend people. That is just plain ignorant. It's a great way to kill your business. So choose your words carefully. Choose them at the right time. Be respectful. Take responsibility for what you say. That's all I really have to say, and there can be expanded on it more, but I just don't have the time. I'm already almost at 5 minutes, so until next time, mwah. Take care.